Well, Paul, a fairly one-sided affair on this occasion here in Headingley, but caps up what's been a really difficult month for Durham for whatever reason.
It has, barring the T20 finals day, which I thought we were very good, it has been a difficult month. You know, I thought Yorkshire thoroughly deserved the victory. They were a way better team on this occasion. And really taught us a lesson on how to go about four-day cricket. I thought they were very disciplined in the with the ball and attack. They've got good variety there with the seam attack, and very disciplined and put us under a lot of pressure with the bat. And they've got guys who were confident, you know, with the bat and going out there and scoring big runs. So, you know, you've got to hold your hands up and sometimes say the opposition were way better than they were on this occasion.
I think if you look back, you can probably put you, I know you didn't play in the game at Somerset, but the Friday night when you looked like you were going to win the game, suddenly lose Michael Richardson and Mark Stoneman all out the next morning and not really psychologically recovered from that. It's permeated through one game to another, and now here you are, five games on, three defeats and two draws.
Yeah, you look at turning points in the seasons, and certainly the Somerset game looks to be one of those. We've just got to make sure that we've got two games left, and we've still got a lot to play for. The league is so, so tight. You're only a couple of wins away from finishing high up in the table, and that's the way that we've got to look at it. You know, going into this match, you could have almost said we might be there and thereabouts if we'd won this match. So that's how close the whole of the table is. I'd rather look up rather than down, and certainly we need to get our standards and discipline a lot better than what it has been in this match, in the two remaining games. Hopefully we'll have an international or two returning for us.
We're still waiting news on that, but are you of the opinion they're going to be coming back, Mark Wood and Ben Stokes?
I'm still waiting news on it, but I'm hoping. And hopefully that'll give us a bit of a catalyst, a bit of a boost to the side. But to be honest with you, I think it takes all the individuals that are playing at the moment to really raise the game and up the game for the last two fixtures that we've got in the very important games for us.
You start with Surrey at home on Monday, who aren't technically out of the situation either at the moment. There's about five teams who are sort of in or around this relegation scrap now. They had a dreadful start of the season. It took them, I think, eight matches before they got a win. But you are the longest serving team in the division. This is your 11th season in. To think that you might end up spending next year in Division 2 is a dreadful thought.
Well, yeah, it is. we don't want to think about it, but we've got to make sure that we raise our game. It's as simple as that. And, you know, we've got a very proud record of being the only county that hasn't been relegated. And we certainly don't want that to be this season. As I said, the division and the teams that are in the division are very bunched up. There's a lot of teams in the situation. We're not the only one, so it's going to go right away down to the wire and depending on other results and all that kind of stuff. But hopefully we can, if we get two wins, we can guarantee that we're pretty safe. And as I said to you before, we might do exactly the same as what we did last year. We thought we were in a relegation battle and ended up in pretty respectable positions. So hopefully we can do that again.
There's only the one place to battle against now, because Nottinghamshire have gone down today. They've lost to Middlesex. It's an interesting one coming up in the fact that it's Surrey, and of course that's the destination for Mark Stoneman next season.
Yeah, it could be interesting. Yeah, it's from my point of view, it's a team that, as you said, are on the resurgence, and we've got to be at our best to beat them. Mark Stoneman's still a Durham player, and I'm sure he'll go out and try his utmost to help Durham keep our status in the First Division. And so it's a fixture that we're looking forward to. I thought we did really well against them down at the Oval earlier on the year. We put them under a lot of pressure, and hopefully this time around we can go one better.